Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran giving you that Friday energy on a Friday. It is Friday, everybody. I hope you're getting prepared for the weekend, feeling those good Friday energy vibes. Francesca, how are we doing on this lovely afternoon?
Ready for the weekend. Feeling good. Don't really have any complaints. It was a solid week. It was fine. It was just,
it doesn't sound fine.
So it was fine.
I'm fine with burning fire around.
Yeah. No, I'm just ready for the weekend. I feel like.
Oh yeah. I feel like that's, you know, everybody's working for the weekend. Mm.
Yeah.
That's why they made it a song.
That is why that is why they made it a song. You are right.
Yeah. I'm actually feeling good today. I'm in high spirits today. I feel like I had a rough beginning of the week, but my end of the week has been looking up. I did a Peloton class today, which I thought I was going to hate. Like I thought that I was going to, I've done SoulCycle a few times and I really didn't like cycling at all.
Yeah.
Did the Peloton and I loved it. But I think the reason that I loved it was because when I did SoulCycle, it was like before the pandemic. So I would go into the studio and I only did it three times, but it was so hard to concentrate and like keep going, you know. But I did the Peloton in the privacy of my own home. And I just watched funny YouTube videos of Cody Ko and it flew by. I was like, oh my God, I'm done. I'm going to do it again later tonight. Cause I was like, that's it. That's all I got. Yeah. So I actually very much enjoyed it. And I think it's something, hey, everybody, let's not get too excited, but I think it may be something I'm adding into my regular schedule.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak too soon.
Yeah. I also like working out in the privacy of my own home. I think it's just easier and more comfortable. I have a Peloton coming. It's just taken a really long time. I'm excited for when it arrives and I can start riding with the group, because, you know, group motivation. Maybe we'll just do some rides together. Like we'll just really become two Peloton gals.
I love the term riding. Like, yeah, let's ride.
It's that Nicki Minaj Ariana Grande music video. What was that?
Oh,
where they're all like
side to side. Yeah, that song was about sexual.
No, I know what it was about.
Yeah. Well, I got my mom a Peloton for Christmas, and I'm at my house on Long Island right now, and my parents were hounding me. They're like, do the Peloton. Oh, the Peloton's so great. You should do the Peloton. I was like, fine, give me the fucking shoes. I'll do the Peloton. Yeah. Shut up already. I'll do it. And I did it and it was fun. I was like, all right, fine. I'm into it. I also, I have a gym at my building, in my apartment building that has a Peloton. So I'm not limited here, you know?
What do you do when you're, do you listen to like music or?
I just said I was watching YouTube videos.
Oh, you're watching YouTube videos.
The way that my parents have it set up, it's in front of in my basement in front of a TV. So I just went on YouTube on the TV and played YouTube videos while I was riding. You know, riding. I love that term. love that term. But yeah, I'm feeling a lot better at the end of the week. I didn't do the Bachelor recap. If you listen to the show and listen to the Bachelor recaps, you would know I didn't do it. But I was just, you know, I felt like I had to take one day off. I feel like I just had to take one day off and that's it. And now I'm good to go. I got it out of my system. I'm prepared. I am prepared at this point. And I also feel like, listen, I would have never, ever taken off this show, you know, Friday, Monday, like that.
Yeah.
I would have done the show, but Bachelor recaps are obviously way more of you and Trent's thing anyway. Like you guys really like to dive deep, where I feel like sometimes I go off the rails a little bit. So I didn't feel like you guys would be missing me too much. So I was like, okay, I could.
Well, we do miss you because that is, Yes, you're right, but the dynamic of that works very, very well. So yes, while we were able to do it without you, you were certainly missed. And yeah, no, I mean, there it's, you bring a different energy because you think about the show in a different way than I think about the show. And Trent thinks about the show. Like Kelly and I think about the show sometimes in a very, in a similar way, because yeah, we've just been watching it for so long.
For sure.
And you have a different perspective. So it's, I mean, that's why Cutting Stems is so great when we can all do it, talk about it together. So yeah, it worked. It works. It works.
It works. I was thankful that Kelly was able to take my spot. Also, congrats to her. She's now a full-time employee at Barstool Sports. So that is awesome. So I think that the end of the week was better than the beginning of the week. And the weekend will be even better, guys. Listen, guys, it's almost summer. That's how I think about that. Isn't
literally that 4 days ago was 2021. Starting tomorrow. It's 2021. We're starting tomorrow. We're 4 days later. Like, summer. It's almost here.
It's almost summer. It's basically February, which means it's basically March, which means it's basically April, which means it's basically May, which means it's basically June. So there you go. Summer. That's how I like to think about my years. I hate the winter. Yeah. I hate the cold weather. I think we all do. And I always wonder why we live in cold places. Why do we live in New York? I mean, obviously, the city, when it was on and popping, is a great place to live. But then I'm like, what? It's cold. What are we doing here? Like, I just, it's like, why?
But do you like when it snows, it's cool and it's nice.
I'd rather it snow every day then it actually be freezing cold because it's warmer when it snows.
Yeah, I agree. Like, if it's going to be cold, at least look nice.
Yeah, make it pretty. Yes. Make it even. Make it nice.
Make it nice. Make it nice. Yeah, no, I'm with you on, I'm with
hey,
you on that.
We're putting
I
up agree the with tray.
That. Yeah. Yes.
You don't know what I'm talking about, Noah? You just look up
Christmas
on YouTube.
What is it?
Christmas tree on YouTube.
I think
maybe it will come up. Do it later. Not now. We're recording. Yeah, yeah. Don't be unprofessional, Noah. Come on. But I think it's time we get into the topics for today's show. Also, I want to say, if you don't watch The Bachelor and you're not interested in any of that, I do apologize that we do talk about it so often. But there is so much that happens with it and there's so much content that comes out of it that it's hard. We can't not talk about it. Like
I'm too passionate about it to not talk about it.
Exactly.
I would be doing myself a disservice.
Right. And I do feel for the people who don't give a fuck about it and listen to us and they're like, oh, they're talking about The Bachelor again. I'm sorry about that. But
yeah.
Also, there's usually like a more of a break. Now it's like, it's just been back to back to back. Like,
exactly. There hasn't been a break and, you know, it's been back to back season. So hopefully we'll get a break after the season and we won't have as much Bachelor talk. So the people who don't watch don't feel as left out. And hopefully you continue to listen to the show and just fast forward those points if you don't want to listen to it, or listen to it anyway and maybe learn about the drama, even though you don't even care. But let's get into today's topics for the show. We got Claire and Dale. Claire and Dale breaking up. We got to talk about it. Big, big news. We also talk about Queen Victoria's arrest from 2012. Ana de Armas and Ben Affleck have split up. Season 2 of Bridgerton was announced. Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake had another baby. And Kanye and Kim's divorce will be included in the final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So let's get into it, starting off with Claire and Dale. It's a new year, so leave what you don't need in the past. Just like Dale and Claire are doing to each other. They don't want each other, so they're leaving each other in the past. And you know what? You can also do that for luxury items laying around in your home. It's the new year. It's time to get rid of the old stuff, and you can get rid of it on...
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
As you've probably seen by now, the world's most beloved couple, Claire and Dale, have officially split up. They got engaged, or their engagement episode aired on November 5th. It is now January 21st. They lasted about 2 months. And
well, from the engagement.
From the engagement. Episode. So actually it's been longer than that. Excuse me. Let me give them their credit. But it's donezo, and they've both released statements. And let me tell you, folks, it doesn't look like it's gonna be good.
No, it doesn't. We have Trent with us to break down all the news, but it does seem like Dale was very much ready for this to end, and Claire maybe not so much. So Dale put out a statement. I'll read Dale's. Dale put out a statement on Tuesday after the news broke that they had broken up, which, by the way, must have just been Dale, right? Like, Dale had to pick up the phone and be like, hey, page six, like, we're broken up. Because his statement came out so soon after the articles that I was like, okay, this man, he's got to be the source that just revealed that they broke up. He wrote, I wanted to share with you all that Claire and I have decided to go our separate ways. We appreciate the love and support we've received from so many people, but this is the healthiest decision for both of us at this time. We strongly believe in leading with love and always remaining true to oneself, something our families have taught and instilled in us throughout our lives. We only hope the best things for one another. And then Claire posted on Thursday, I was made aware of a mutual in air quotes, statement. At the same time, you all were, so I've needed some time to really digest this. Speaking for myself, my intentions with this relationship have always been very clear. So the truth is, I am crushed. This was not what I expected or hoped for, and I'm still trying to process this. 2020 was one hell of a year with COVID, battling severe anxiety post-show, balancing a public new relationship, all while slowly losing my mother. It hasn't been ideal circumstances, but that is life, right? But that is life, right? I have been looking forward to the light at the end of the tunnel. Our relationship was not perfect, but I can say that I was genuinely invested with all my heart. I may not have all the answers, but I do know this. I will continue to show up, stand by my word, and be committed to love. XO Claire. So there's a lot to digest, but I really think I'm not going to lie. I feel bad for Claire. I really do. I mean, yes, she made some questionable decisions, but she really, I think, loved Dale and was ready to do it with Dale. And I don't think Dale was ready for that at all.
Yeah. My initial thoughts are obviously not surprised, but I wasn't rooting against their relationship. Like, I think that's been getting confused with some people, like talking about it, everyone reacting to it. None of us, at least myself, and I don't think you guys, we weren't rooting against their relationship, but it became pretty clear that it wasn't going to work out. Like, this show doesn't have a great track record with couples as it is. And if you take your season and you cut it into like a fourth, you're already stacking the deck against yourself. And also, it became pretty clear just watching their Insta stories. I had said it before, but it kind of felt like hostage vibes with Dale whenever Claire and him were together in an Insta story. And it became pretty clear that Dale very much wants to be hot, young, and single in New York City. And he just was not ready for an engagement. The whole thing happened so quickly. Even the vibes in there after the rose they were very clearly off. When Chris Harrison asked, what do you guys think is the next step for you guys? Dale says nothing, and Claire shrieks babies. And you can see the look on Dale's face. It's just kind of like, all right, like, I'm going to go along with this for a little while, but I'm definitely not as invested as she is. And part of me does feel bad for her. Like, she's done the show, different versions of it, in about as many ways as you can do it. And this one, also didn't work out. So I do feel bad to a degree, but anybody, seemingly anybody that's not the two of them, or maybe just Claire, knew that this relationship was not going to last.
Yeah, I think that, of course, like you guys both said, like part of you feels bad for Claire. And I agree with that, because in her head, she thought this was great. And this was everything she had hoped for. On the outside looking in, of course, we say she rushed it. Everything was way too soon. So I'm kind of out on both of them, because I think, first of all, Claire didn't really give anybody else a chance on the show. And she was so locked into Dale that she almost didn't even give Dale a chance, because it was 2 weeks. She didn't really give Dale a chance. It was kind of like her choice. That's that. She could have kept going. And, you know, I get it. She knew who she wanted to pick, and I admire that. But at the same time, I feel like you need to allow the process to play out a little bit, especially when it has only been 2 weeks. Now, maybe if she had stayed a little longer to get to know Dale, she also would have gotten to know the other guys. And maybe there would have been a stronger connection with somebody else. There wasn't much room for that. I feel like it was Dale immediately. Dale, 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 Dale. That's it. As for Dale, fucking coward move to just go along with everything. You know, I get it. There's a lot of pressure by ABC to get engaged. If that's what Claire wants, you know, it makes for a great season. Wow, Claire, she leaves the show early. They get engaged. New bachelorette comes in. Never seen any of that before. So yes, it did make for a good season. But at some point, it makes for a better TV show if Dale says, no, I don't want to get engaged, actually. I'm out on this. And then Dale leaves and Claire leaves and it blows up like that. Like, I feel like he got way too pressured into it. If he wasn't into this, then that's what he should have said. Instead, there are accusations that he cheated and that he just wasn't in it at all. And it's like, if you're going to fucking cheat, just end it. It's a coward move, in my opinion. So yeah. I think they're both at fault here, but I do feel a bit bad for Claire. And people will say they feel bad for Dale because he was pressured. But, like, you're a big boy.
He's an adult male. Give me a break.
Yeah, like, you could probably say no to them if you don't want to get engaged. Like, they would probably welcome that kind of, like I said, that kind of drama on a TV show is what you need. So I feel like he got pressured into it. And he's at fault for that. Claire's at fault for not giving anybody a shot, not even Dale.
The only reason Dale didn't turn her down in that moment because he went on this show to bump his image. We know that he was trying to be a model. We know that he has definitely wanted that fame. And now there's been, you know, people coming out and saying that he has always wanted the fame and that's always what he's been looking for. But he just, like, the way it was all handled and the way he talked about it afterwards, being like, oh, you know, they asked me to go on the show 3 times and I only said yes when I found out it was going to be Claire. Like, it just, it almost felt like he was trying too hard because he knew that everyone was in a space where, like, you're rooting for the bachelorette to get engaged. And I'm sure he went on hoping to be like this savior guy. And when the engagement came around, it was like, oh, well, now I can't dump her because all of America is going to hate me and I'm going to be enemy number one. And that was not what he wanted to do. He wanted people to like him. So it's like, go along with it for as long as he could before a potential breakup would happen. And that's just what it seems. And look, there's a lot of rumors now that Dale was cheating, that every time Dale was in New York, he was with other women. And I got to say, like, as soon as the finale was over, and even before that, there were so many posts like on Dumois and other things of people saying like, hey, just spotted Dale out to dinner in New York. He was with 3 women and like yada yada. And it happened a lot of times. Like, there was a lot of posts about seeing Dale out with women, which is okay. Maybe he has a lot of women friends. That's fine. But there was one specifically that was like, hey, I literally watched Dale kiss this blonde, like kiss this lady who was not Claire. And you know, now they're, you know, E, I think, published this woman's name she's a real estate agent. They were saying that maybe Dale had some kind of relationship going on with her. But like, To me, that's a man who is looking for a way out. To be in public in New York where you can't even eat inside, you got to eat outside where everybody can see you, and you're just constantly out with other women, like, you're hoping someone takes a picture of you and says, like, oh, maybe something's happening, and then Dale can spin it in some way to benefit him. I don't know how, but it's just, I don't know. I'm out on Dale. I just feel like this was his plan all along. I thought maybe they would have had it last a little bit longer before he pulled the plug, but I guess he could really only take 2.5 months of publicly being engaged to her.
It is funny to look back on those model pictures of him out in New York City and to go back and what people thought was actually happening. They're like, no, models just hang out together. Model, good-looking people hang out with other good-looking people. They all go out to dinner. They all hang out at the same clubs. When you look at it now, it's like, no, he was just out there, being out there, probably cheating on Claire every single night. Like, I don't want to throw around too many allegations about Dale, but it seems like that is pretty clear what was going on. And now, in terms of whether or not he's chasing fame, we're really going to get an answer on that when he declares and goes to Bachelor in Paradise. If he walks down those stairs in Paradise, there's going to be no question that he was in this for fame. And yeah, I would put it at 100% that he ends up in Paradise because he's just in this for fame now. That's what's going on.
Yeah, I'm out on Dale as well. Like, I totally think this guy is just fame hungry. He's looking for anything to get some followers. I get it. That's what people do these days, including ourselves. So I understand, but at the same time, I'm out on him. But if he goes to Paradise and just for reality TV's sake, fuck yeah. Like, please go. Please go to Paradise, because he will be seen hopefully as a villain type, because it's like, oh, this man got engaged. You know, they'll try to play it off like, I thought I was ready and I wasn't, and this whole thing. But we'll have something to look forward to that will be crazy. And I can bet money that he's going to Paradise. Like, I bet Robert Mills, Chris Harrison, all those guys, they saw the Claire and Dale split coming and they immediately put Dale's name at the top of the list for Paradise, bumped everybody else down. They stopped calling Tyler Cameron and they were like, we got to get Dale. Like,
I would argue that Dale's knocking down their doors being like, put me on this show.
You
like,
think so? I mean, I guess for that extent, but I think because of like the shock of like, oh my God, Dale's there. They want Dale. Like, but Dale wants it just as much as they want him. Like, it's a mutual want.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And Claire as well.
just fuck shit up and have both of them.
I put that tweet out there and that would obviously be the best case scenario in terms of reality TV. I mean, I don't think Claire's going anywhere near this universe ever again, at least not for a while. But if they both showed up, what a moment that would be.
Absolutely. You get Peter, Hannah Brown, Kelly, Dale, Claire. Best season of Paradise there is.
Well, what's great is there's been so many failed relationships recently that you could just put them all on Paradise. Like, nobody's together.
Carly, Evan.
Kelly. Like, just send them all down. Like, you put them all in one place. Yeah, I don't know. It's just
Bree now.
Kristen Bree.
You're bringing the list of your people.
You just see all the couples that broke up and see them get with other people. And then you...
Oh, man.
That is an amazing idea.
Yeah.
Because, like, then the jealousy's already built in.
Oh, yeah. People are already fuming in the first episode. My ex is here. Oh, my ex.
Is this like Bachelor in Paradise, X on the Beach edition?
And then you can't make any friends. Because the girl that you think's your best friend is now fucking your ex-boyfriend. Yeah. Same as your guy, your dude, your bro, fucking your ex-girl. It's, oh man. Whew, woo!
Look.
And by the way, I want to reiterate what Trent said. We were not, as much as we like shit on Claire and Dale, I don't want people to think we like root against relationships, because we don't.
We wanted them to work.
Well, think
about it. I wouldn't say I was like actively like, yes, Claire and Dale, but I wasn't.
No, but I like when bachelor couples are successful, right? Because it is more of a support of like, oh, this show can sometimes be legitimate. And you guys know that I love the love aspect of this show. Like, the couples that actually end up together make me so happy. So I'm like, and when people knock the show and I'm like, no, look, like, these people, they're married, they have babies. And like, it's just the last few years have been not good for the Bachelor track record. So
I also
like when they do well and succeed.
When they prove people wrong for me, like yeah. I'm not really about the love story aspect. It's like, yeah. Oh, everybody thought you weren't going to make it and you're going to show them that you are going
to
make it.
Yeah. We have to eat our words.
Right. And that's why Evan and Carly is such a sensitive subject, but yeah. With Claire and Dale. Yeah. Imagine if they had made it, if she had actually, yeah. When Dale got out of the limo and then after she met him was like, I definitely feel like I just met my husband. And then we fast forward 10 years from now and they're still together. That would be incredible. The odds were against them, obviously. But if it had worked out, it would have been pretty insane.
See, now, what even more so, because I know there's been so many rumors with Sarah and Matt. Like, Sarah, what were her motives for being there? Was she here for the right reasons? All those things. Like, Dale needed to take maybe a page out of Sarah's book maybe he wanted to. It's just like Sarah was there for what, 2 weeks? Like Dale was there for almost the same amount of time. And maybe that would have gone somewhere similar with like, hey, I'm just going to leave now. Like this isn't going to work, because I just think that Dale like pussied out on being like, hey, I don't think we should be getting engaged right now. Like, I think he just felt all the pressures of the show and wanting people to like him and being in this bachelor couple that he went through with everything when maybe that isn't really what he wanted. So I don't know. This just becomes more dramatic. We'll see what happens. And I also think that the little Dale paparazzi setup video, like, Dale, who'd you call? Who'd you, like, just a casual conversation on the street of like this paparazzi, you know, the paparazzi being like, how are you doing? Like, how are you feeling? Like, it was like a full blown interview. It was like, okay, you set that up to try and make it seem like everything was okay. You know, he's like, ah, you know, like Claire and I, like, we'll be cool. Like, trying to make it seem like it was totally a mutual thing and that everything's going to be okay. Like, it just seems like he's now on this trying to get ahead of it press situation, like one step ahead of Claire to like try and make it seem like everything's okay. When Claire's like, no, didn't know he was doing any of this. It's like, wasn't ready for this. An Us Weekly article came out said that Claire, had begged him to wait to put out a statement on their breakup because she wanted time with it before the entire world knew, and he did it anyway. So I don't know. Not good things for Dale.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be good for either of them. I think that they're going to fucking duel on the internet. And listen, once again, I don't want to be considered somebody who's like, you know, people are, oh, so mean. Like, I like entertainment, and to see Claire and Dale like fight with each other via Instagram stories, I'm going to be here for that. I'm going to be rooting for it. I'm going to be enjoying every second of it. I hope that Claire blows up Dale's spot, calls him a fucking cheating liar, posts pictures of him with other girls. I hope that Dale gets on there and is like, Claire's crazy. Like, I hope that they just go at each other and we get to all see it play out. Obviously, you know, if this was not a reality TV couple, you don't want to see anything play out like that. But I'm interested to see what both of them have to say about each other. And I would be lying if I said otherwise.
I think we're going to see a lot of passive aggression. That's going to be the theme over the next couple of weeks. And I'm with you, Rhea. Like, a couple of days ago, we were in a situation where Claire and Dale were still together. We're just sort of in a holding pattern. Like, all right, if they make it, they make it. That's great. But now we have advanced forward and they're broken up. So now we want to see what happens during the breakup. That's all that we're saying. And it's entertainment. They're on a reality TV show. One of them or both of them might appear on Paradise at some point. Like, now it's still reality TV that's just going to play out on social media.
We literally, ever since Hank and I started dating, people have been saying, it's been 4 years now. People have been saying for 4 years, oh, this breakup content's going to be so good when they finally break up. And I can't even fault them for it, because if we did break up, it probably would be good. You know what I mean? Like, it probably would be entertaining to watch and see how it all played out. Because we, you know, it's just, that's what happens.
People lead public lives. We're, you know, everybody's some people are in the public, some people aren't.
Yeah, I'm not calling myself Clarendale, but I am saying I don't even get mad when people say that because I'm like, you know what? I understand how it could probably be funny to you.
Yeah. And on top of that, like, what do they do next if it's not Paradise? Or if it is Paradise, like, who are they talking to? Who are they dating? Like, we saw Spencer from Tayshia's group, because Spencer came in later. He never even met Claire. Like, post on his Instagram story, like, basically asking Claire out. He wrote coffee ? At Claire Crawley. So, and then there are rumors that Claire and Jason have stayed in touch since her season, that they have spoken a little bit. And, you know, we've seen Claire comment on, like, posts of his on Instagram being like, thank you, you know, you're the best. You're just like, it seems like they have at least some kind of friendship. And Jason really did seem like he liked Claire a lot. That would be quite a redemption story for Jason if he did get the girl at the end after having to go through the most, just like the worst one-on-one date that show has ever seen. So maybe there's another person out there. But look,
is this where Blake Moynes gets back involved?
Yeah.
I don't know if I like.
Blake Moynes followed us on Instagram, Rhea. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, maybe
but not Trent.
Oh. They like followed us personally?
Yeah.
Personal?
Yeah.
He also responded to that tweet where I was like, Claire is single, and there's a picture of him, and he was like, LOL. So maybe.
Which, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I love. Like, let's that fucking go, Blake. Like,
oh, you didn't
he's on our side.
Yeah, I have no animosity towards Blake Moynes. I hope he gets back involved. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, sorry you didn't get the follow.
That's all right.
I think Trent's more interested in the girlies, the ladies.
Yeah, but also, didn't Blake Moynes' mom follow you, Trent?
Trent, why are you looking at me like that? That's a no.
No, I would say I don't think so. My Instagram stinks. Nobody Trent. Should follow. No one should follow me on Instagram.
No. Follow at Barstool Trent on Instagram.
Trent, didn't Blake Moynes' mom follow you?
So wholesome.
Somebody, like, maybe he's not following you because he knows his mom follows you.
Does Blake Moynes' mom want to fuck you?
Blake Moynes' mom follows Trent, I'm pretty sure.
I think you did send us that screenshot.
You definitely did.
Was it Blake Moynes? One of the moms.
Yes.
I can't remember who
it was. 1,000,000% Blake Moynes' mom. Wait, and she's like, she's hot. Listen, I feel like.
Listen, Blake Moynes, start following me or I'm sliding in those DMs. I'm sliding in your mom's DMs.
Savage. No savage, mate.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, his mom did follow you. I just saw it.
I'm going to make a quote card completely out of context of what you just said.
Blake Moynes' mom want to fuck you? Oh, follow me or I'm going to fuck your mom.
Yeah. Follow me or I'm going to fuck your mom, Blake Moynes.
No, I said none of that. The words are being put into my mouth right now. I don't blame anyone
who doesn't
follow me on Instagram.
Oh, man. Well,
follow me or
what?
Your mom's getting fucked.
Boy.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness gracious, you guys.
You guys missed me.
Yeah, look.
Stay silent. This,
we're yep.
No, we didn't.
Of course we did. Of course we did, Rhea. And you know what? I think the last thing that I want to say about Clarendale is just, like, I can't imagine the Bachelor... I just go back and forth on whether, like, the Bachelor producers hate or love when couples break up. I feel like it's just a win-win either way. You know, there's drama if they break up, and they can put them in their history books if they do stay together. Because now, with the potential of where Dale could end up, what Dale does next.
The interest.
Like, are the girls, like... The girls will probably love Dale on Paradise.
I think so too. And from an eyeballs perspective, and I would imagine that's mostly what the Bachelor producers look like. Having a breakup like this is way bigger. There's way more interest.
Way more drama.
If they, Like if they, yeah, way more drama. If they were still together today, I wouldn't be on here right now. We wouldn't be talking about this. Like she was like a top 10 trend in the world. Like I know that, you know, it feels like a bit of blood money because they're breaking up, but that just gets more interest and more eyeballs. So they would obviously like to have a few successful ones just to point to a couple of those so they can keep up the legitimacy. But a breakup like this gets way more eyeballs.
For sure.
Right. That's why they'll just hold on to like the Tristas and the Sean Lowe's of this show. Yeah. Be like, well, you guys remember Sean Lowe. Like it's just, there's always, you know, they definitely do have the good ones. So I think that we'll just have to follow what they say, what they do. Claire, I don't see Claire not speaking up for herself if Dale does continue to say things in the press and sources, which I'm just convinced are Dale himself. So it'll be very interesting. And then Trent, we have one more Bachelor thing we want to talk to you about before we let you go. News today that people were posting this mugshot. Victoria, the queen herself, was arrested in 2012. So she's 27 right now. So, you know, she's 19-ish, 19, 20 when this goes down. God, simple math is sometimes quite hard. Okay. And so she...
Don't be embarrassed, babes.
Yeah. I'm like, whoa. Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. And she was arrested for stealing $250 worth of makeup products from a Tallahassee Publix.
I had not seen that.
wow, we're breaking the news.
Yeah. You are breaking that news to me. How do I feel about
even better.
Victoria stealing $200 worth of makeup? I mean,
also, first of all, I will put just for context for you, Trent. That is a shit ton. Like, because you're in a Publix, like the makeup isn't that, it's drugstore makeup is not like that expensive. It's more reasonably priced, which is not a Sephora. Like this is stuff that like $250 worth of makeup from Publix is a shit ton of makeup.
She's probably trying to move it. She's trying to move hot product. She's gonna deal it. I'm on her side. Actually, that's smart. If you're gonna steal $200 worth of makeup, then just flip it. Like, that's just bad.
I feel like shoplifting builds character. Like, I've never shoplifted before. I swear to God, I've never shoplifted before. But everybody in my life has a story about shoplifting. Maybe besides you, Fran. I feel like you've never shoplifted. Or maybe you have. I don't know. I feel like that's a no. Trent, I feel like you definitely could have shoplifted.
I have.
Noah, see, there's always one out of the group.
Wait,
that
did you guys see that?
I don't think I ever have.
She spent 48 hours in prison after she got arrested.
That's pretty badass. I think if you spend 2 days in prison for something like that, good for you. You know what I mean? Like
that's dark, in my personal opinion. That's super dark.
No, I know.
2 days in jail for shoplifting?
I'm clearly.
I know, but it's.
I wouldn't actually want to.
I like that this is now a part of her backstory. Like, well, all we had for her was.
It does give her some character. It does. Yes.
Like I said, it builds character. Shoplifting.
It gives her some character.
Yeah. Like, I knew the only thing we know about her is what we've seen on the show so far, and it's been pretty wild. So to know now that this is in her background, in her past, I think it adds more character.
Ask Hank how many times he shoplifted from CVS as a kid.
I'm gonna ask him the next time I see him.
Oh, just ask him. He'll tell you every single day.
Oh man. I'm just it's just funny because I think everyone
bad boy.
Yeah. I think like a lot of people have a story about, you know, putting like a candy in their bag and walking out, but I just like what's funny to me is maybe I don't know, maybe people do say you can get the bug, like it's an adrenaline rush and you keep going back for more because when you get to the point, like maybe she started with one mascara, like one eyeliner, made her way all the way up to $250 worth.
Oh, what was
before
yours?
She got caught.
When I was like really young, we were in like, it was probably a CVS, and I wanted to get these stickers, and my parents were like, no, like you can't get them. So then I just went back. I had like, we were getting like school supplies. So I had like a notebook. I put the stickers in the notebook. And then when I got home, and I think I told them or something, I had to go back and return it.
The guilt got you.
I just can't keep a secret.
Then shoplifting and then returning it. Yeah. Like, yeah. If you're going to shoplift, you can't return.
I couldn't hide it. I was like, I have the stickers.
No, that's sweet of you. That's actually, that maybe it builds character and also makes you seem like a great.
Also, like, how stickers? Like, how old were you?
I love stickers.
Shows us a stack of stickers.
I'm actually not going to lie. I really wish I had them right now. Because I've been like trying to journal and like plan my life more. I bought a sticker pack from Amazon that's like 50 sheets of stickers. And I put them on like everything. I have them all in my, like all of these are stickers.
Wait, they're just like generic stickers?
Yeah, they're like generic stickers.
Oh.
Like they're like, for, they're
for planning. I'm more of like a cool like, design like
cool
on my laptop,
stickers.
Like yeah.
On your water bottle. What's you're saying? My stickers telling me to have good habits and start my day early are important stickers because
I mean like, that's good for like a calendar. I'm not going to put that like anywhere people can see.
They're calendar stickers.
And the sticker community is ruthless.
Yeah. Oh my god! I just started feeling like a little uncomfortable with the fight.
Anyway. Anyway, Victoria, yeah, what a, just, you know, the mugshot is tough. You gotta hate when your mugshot comes out, but
not really though. Anytime I've seen somebody's mugshot get released, people like them even more. I don't know what it's, I mean, think of Trent. People love Trent's mugshot. People
remember
love
Roan and Donnie?
Roan, Donnie, Caleb, their mugshots are fucking awesome.
Dave's got a great one.
Oh, Feidelberg, Hank, like they all have mugshots.
Maybe it's a sexist thing then. I feel like, because no, like I'm just saying guys have like, yours are all funny. Like,
I mean,
I'm trying to think of girls that where you're like, oh, that's
ex coworker, but Sophia, her mugshot when that,
oh,
those yeah, so yeah, like wildfire. Yeah.
That is true. And I mean, celebrity wise, we have some great ones.
Iconic.
Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
I mean, Bieber's is great. No, there are definitely some, that's what I'm saying. Like Victoria, her mugshot, like she looks like she had been through some shit. Yeah. Like it's like, you know, it's doesn't really scream, I just stole from Publix, but maybe it does also at the same time. I also love Publix. Thanks. I was just saying before, like stealing from a grocery store is wild to me because I just feel like they have so much security. Like there's so, you're not walking to like the yeah, I just feel like there's always monitor, like there's always ever, things that go off in the grocery store.
If you go into like a CVS, do you ever, and like don't get anything, do you feel weird about walking out? Because I do. Like I feel like I have to get something where they think you stole something.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it goes right into my head. I'm like, the cops are standing right there; they're gonna get me.
But I buy a pack of gum like every time. If I go in like, and they don't have what I'm looking for,
I'm like, did I accidentally steal something? I start checking my pockets. Like I don't know why. But as for your grocery store point, I will say that I used to work in a pharmacy, so it wasn't CVS, but it was kind of like that. And I would say it is way easier to steal from a grocery store than a store like that, because it's smaller. There's less cameras to look at. The aisles are smaller. You know, you can kind of see more.
Publix are ginormous.
Publix and other grocery stores are so big that like you can kind of hide a little bit.
Right. Well, a little bit until you reach the 200.
Until you get arrested for it. There's a thing where like at Target, they let you steal a certain amount, because at a certain amount, it becomes a different charge. So they'll like know you're stealing, and they won't stop you until it reaches a certain limit that you stole, because then I think you get in more trouble. So I think it maybe it was one of those situations as well.
Right.
The only other story I know about regarding Publix is when Jameis Winston tried to steal crab legs from a Publix. He was just trying to steal from Publix all the time.
Yep.
Big ass place.
Yeah. It is. Publix are awesome. I wish we had Publix up here.
I love a good pub sub too.
Yeah. They got some good stuff in Publix.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's what's going on with, Victoria. So
interesting.
I don't have any other Bachelor breaking news to break for you, Trent, unfortunately. Well, we mentioned it quickly. Oh, what?
The girl that Dale allegedly cheated with, she was put in an E! News article, her name, and like I went to her Instagram and it was public. Like I was scrolling her Instagram, I refreshed the page and it's private now. So
yeah, I mean, I feel bad for that's who you gotta feel bad for, because now like her name has been published publicly, and so now she's involved. Like now people are gonna be like fucking coming for her throat. Like the Claire stans and are gonna be coming for her. She probably deleted her Instagram. Like that's like panic mode, like oh shit. Delete.
Right. You said she's a real estate agent, right?
Yeah, she's a real estate agent. Because when it came out, everyone was like, oh, Dale, that's his real estate agent. Like, he's trying to find a new apartment. Like, no, we're all a bunch of fools. Not that we're all a bunch of fools. I really chose to believe that
believe they were going to make it.
No. I chose to believe that they were like actually trying to be a real couple. When in reality now, I don't think Dale was ever trying to be a real couple.
We're benefit of the doubt people.
Yeah. Yep.
Give them the benefit of the doubt and then it just all falls apart. Models, don't just hang out with models. And some people date their real estate agents.
Big reminder, guys, how important it is to take care of your skin. Scream it from the rooftops. You might be worried about some dullness, redness, fine lines, acne, whatever it is. You can get personalized skincare that's made just for you. You know, you might have tried every product out there and it hasn't worked for you because you need something that's actually curated for you personally. So Rory, it's a digital health clinic for women. They are the sister brand of Roman. They make it so easy to connect with a doctor and get that personalized prescription skincare treatment just for you. All from the privacy of your own home. You don't have to go into the pharmacy. You don't have to wait in a doctor's office. You just go onto your phone or computer, complete a free online consultation, and you'll hear back from a U.S. licensed physician within 24 hours. And then you are prescribed a personalized skincare treatment plan that works just for you and your skin. And like I said, you don't have to go to the pharmacy. It's delivered right to your door with free 2-day shipping. You can also talk to that doctor whenever you would like if you want to make changes or have any questions. With Rory, there are no commitments, so you can cancel anytime you would like. Go to HelloRory.com/chicks to try out a 3-month supply of Nightly Defense for just $5. It's free to chat with the doctor, and your first order is just $5. That's HelloRory.com/chicks. Eligibility requirements and additional terms apply.
We have another breakup to talk about. It looks like Ana de Armas and Ben Affleck have split up. And it looks like the Ana de Armas cutout that Ben Affleck owned was also thrown out in the trash.
Yeah, this one is not totally shocking, I think. But there's so much speculation about this couple, because we saw them all the time. There was just nonstop paparazzi photos of them, which led to a lot of people thinking maybe that was it was a fake relationship. It was a PR relationship. You know, they have a movie Deep Water that is coming out this summer, I believe. And it's was described as a erotic thriller. So, you know, apparently their chemistry is off the charts in this movie. And I just think like when that happens, especially for actors, that chemistry, you take it to the streets, you take it to real life. Like sometimes you got to experiment, see what happens. That they had this chemistry. They tried to make a relationship work for quite some time. It does seem like they had some good times, but as the year came to an end, they realized that they were in different places, which I understand. Like with 2020 and the way that they could have their relationship and kind of the lockdown situation where they weren't allowed to go anywhere. Like, yeah, great. They're both in the same place. That's how we felt about a lot of these celebrity relationships during this time. Cause it's like, yeah, they're thriving. They haven't been able to go anywhere. They don't have to do their, you know, they're not on their normal schedule. But Anna has said that, you know, she's young, that she is, quote, young and adventurous. These are sources that spoke to people that she doesn't want to be LA based. And he obviously does want to be LA based. That's where his children are. Because of that, just wasn't going to work. She broke it off. It happened over the phone, but it's something that was mutual and completely amicable. They're just at different points in their lives.
I was rooting for these two. I thought they were going to make it, and I feel like a fool because I was caught up looking in Ana de Armas and Ben Affleck paparazzi pictures the other day, and I was like, gosh darn, they're pretty cute. smiling at each other, looking all happy. Unfortunately, didn't last. Am I surprised? No, but I was really rooting for them as a couple. I thought that Ben finally looked really happy. You know, he went through a really, it looks like a really hard time. He's, you know, the split from Jennifer and, you know, his addictions. And I feel like he was going through a tough time. And it seemed like Anna maybe was helping him out of that and helping him be happy and just finding his place again. And so it looked like he was really happy for a while. So that made me happy. I like Ben Affleck. And it just didn't last. I'm sure we'll see him with another young Hollywood actress. I'm sure we'll see her with maybe another older Hollywood actor. Like, I feel like they have types and we're going to see more of it.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, they're going to have to stay in contact if they, especially after they have this movie coming out, maybe they have to do press together down the line, something like that. The sources say that they continue to talk regularly and that, you know, they're, like I said, it was an amicable split, which is best case scenario, but obviously the funniest and most viral part of all of this was a photo of someone people thought it was maybe Casey Affleck, Ben's brother. Because you can't really see the person's face at all. You can like kind of see his eyes and everyone was like, that's Casey Affleck. And throwing away a cardboard cutout of Ana de Armas, which is hilarious. It's like, she's, you know, laying on her side. She's like posing. And we knew that cutout existed because I think they had said that, you know, it was in the house and Ben's kids found it funny or something. And, the breakup happened and she got put in the trash. She just got put right in the trash can.
Ruthless. Honestly, a ruthless move. Feel like they almost called the paparazzi for that one. Like, hey, we're going to be throwing this out this time. The garbage goes out this time. It is ruthless, but understandable. You don't want a big picture of your ex-girlfriend around your house, especially a cardboard cutout looks real. She's absolutely stunning, looking right in your face. You got to get rid of that. So makes sense. But Casey Affleck is a piece of shit. So
yeah, I don't think it was Casey Affleck. I think it was not Casey Affleck.
That if it was Casey Affleck, I'm kind of pissed. But if it was like somebody else, then I get it.
Fine. This made me think about celebrities and their garbage more than I've ever thought about it before. Just because... like, do celebrities have to worry about what they throw out all the time? Like, if you're super famous and paparazzi are coming around, like, you think people ever snoop through celebrities' garbage where they're looking for stuff? Because I said on the group chat that there is a opening for celebrity garage sales. Maybe not necessarily run by them, but like someone in their house to get their shit out, to get their garbage out. People would spend so much money on that. Like, imagine if Ben Affleck was like, hey guys, I'm going to raffle off this Ana de Armas cardboard cutout that I had in my home while we dated. Like, people would spend a shit ton of money on that. So just feel like maybe there's an opportunity there. It could be for charity. It could be for anything. You know, if maybe you're a struggling actor and you're like, hey, I got all this garbage from my ex. Let me put it for sale. Take it to the curb.
There's definitely an opening for that. I feel like they should. It may come across rude to the ex, but it makes sense if you need an extra dime. I just feel like Ben Affleck doesn't need that money.
So no, he definitely doesn't.
It would make him look sad if he did.
But do you think he worries about like what he throws out?
No. Well, so to bring up that point,
yeah,
you worry about what you throw out. And I'm not saying that as a celebrity, like we're not throwing out anything weird. It's garbage.
No.
I would say like,
but maybe I'm thinking maybe celebrities are throwing out weirder stuff.
I don't know what they could possibly be throwing out. Like I get like bills and stuff. You always rip those up. Like no matter who you are, you cut those up, credit cards.
All
that shit. But I don't know what you would be throwing out.
I don't know. I'm talking about, I don't know, maybe like some kinky shit. I don't know. Like maybe they're going through Ben Affleck's garbage and they're like, wow, Ben, there's a lot of condoms in here. Like,
no, Ben Affleck doesn't use condoms. No, I get what you're saying.
You know?
Yeah, like handcuffs or something. Oh, those aren't used anymore. Lube bottles.
Yeah. Like
Breaking, Ben Affleck has sex.
I might have told this story on the dime package, I think. I was getting my nails done in the city a few weeks ago, or I guess it was before the holidays, I think. And I'm sitting there drying my nails, and I'm looking at the sidewalk. And in the clear, you know, recycling bags that everybody puts out, they're recycling, is a giant box for a dildo, a clear crystal dildo. And it's like it's just the box it came in, but it has the picture of it on the outside, like the whole thing. And I was like, you know what? Good for that girl or whoever you are living in that apartment that was one of their recent purchases. But that it just, you know, these are the times I'm thinking like
an art piece
about people looking at your garbage.
It makes sense. It was like when you're younger and you have sex and you have a condom and you wrap it up in a bunch of toilet paper and other devices before throwing it into the garbage.
Right.
Or walking down the street and finding a garbage to throw it in.
Oh my God. My friends, when we would have beers, whoa, crazy.
Oh my.
In high school. And we would be so afraid, like where to throw out the empties. Like we couldn't leave them at one of our houses. So we would, drive like so far, just like so far to dump them in this. There's like this one restaurant that had a dumpster, like all the way in the back that we knew like would get picked up. Cause we would always see like, when we did, the trash would be gone when we come back like 2 weeks later, and we'd always dump them in the dumpster by this restaurant and then drive home. Cause you can't have that in your own trash.
No, that's
what I'm saying. Ben Affleck, Ben Affleck. Now,
what do you think Ben Affleck has?
Okay.
To hide?
Okay. No. He doesn't have any.
Probably.
I don't think so, but I'm hoping. I don't really know what his drinking situation is. Is he sober now?
I'm not exactly
sure. Maybe. But I'm just saying, like, maybe there are days when he doesn't want to take his recycling out because that's a whole art. Like, the press would go crazy if they were like, wow, look at these 50 beer cans outside of Ben Affleck's house. He definitely thinks about what he's thrown out in his garbage.
But don't you think they have those chutes in their house, maybe?
Oh, that's, I mean, they could just have people pick up their garbage for them.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean a chute in a house? Like I have that here in my building, but like where would it go?
I don't know, somewhere in their house.
Something magical. Something that
someplace that we've never heard of.
Right. There could be like some kind of celebrity garbage service where they sign an NDA and they come and pick up your garbage and they say like, we can't talk about what's in your garbage. That's probably something that exists.
That makes it way more suspicious for me. Like if you're doing that, it's like, what are you hiding?
People are probably hiding some stuff. You don't know.
Sorry, my sister texted me and asked me if I wanted All American.
Fuck yeah. Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Does one Peloton class eat cheeseburgers and fries immediately after?
I hope you got a milkshake too.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Next question. Oh,
damn, that sounds delicious. Anyway, the cardboard cutout really made me think about celebrities' garbage way more than I have ever thought about it, like I just said. Oh, yeah.
Quick, just an update on Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake, one of the best couples out there. You know, somebody who didn't break up. Thankfully, we have positive news. We're celebrating the news that they just had another baby. Congrats, Jessica and Justin.
You know what? This is a couple that I've always wanted good things for, always. And I think that we have not heard from them in a very long time, especially after the Justin cheating.
Oh my situation. God. Remember that?
The pictures. He was drunk off his ass, like the whole thing. And it does seem like, hopefully, we don't really have any insider info on this. It's just from the outside, where hopefully he and Jessica have worked that out. I think since then, they have spent a lot of family time. Apparently, they have been living in Montana for a majority of the last year. I don't even think we knew Jessica Biel was pregnant again. Like, I don't think that was public knowledge. I think it was like,
did we not know?
I don't think so. I don't know. I feel like Justin Timberlake went on the Ellen show this week and was like, by the way, we had another baby. And everyone was like, wait, what? Like, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't remember hearing anything about Jessica Biel being pregnant again.
I feel like I did, and I don't know if I'm wrong, but I feel like I did.
Maybe it was, let's see, Jessica Biel, baby. Oh. Okay, I looked it up. No, it was not public.
Oh, really?
DeGeneres was among the few, quote, outside of the immediate family who knew about Biel's pregnancy. She said, I think we were FaceTiming, and you said, hey, you want to know a secret? And then Jessica walked in and you put your hand over on her stomach and you were like, I'm having another baby. So I remember that they said that in the interview. So now it's, you know, which seems like they really secluded themselves, family time. Like I said, spent all of basically this year in Montana. I think that's where they still are. That now they peacefully welcomed a second baby. His name is Phineas. To go along with the son that they have as well, Silas and Phineas. Some funky names, but you know, they're celebrities. I think Silas is a family name. And maybe Phineas is too, who knows? But
I'm into it.
Yeah, like no matter what, Timberlake is an epic last name. You know, like maybe Silas Timberlake. Phineas Timberlake. Yeah, of course. Of course. But I still feel like it has a cool ring to it. So, you know what? Congratulations to these two. I hope that they were able to work through any problems. And I hope we never see Justin Timberlake in that state ever again.
I agree, because that was tough for everybody to see. But we're happy to see them in this great place. We'll be right back.
confirmation on the news we have been looking for with the Kardashians and Kim and Kanye's divorce. Apparently they are, or Kim is saving the details of her relationship woes with Kanye for this last season of Kardashians. That's why we haven't really heard anything directly from them about any of this. And you know what? I'm glad we got this confirmation. I hope this is extremely accurate, because I would think that they would include it, because Kim has never really shied away from sharing her life. But with Kanye, it's kind of a whole different ballgame. So we weren't quite sure. But I'm not going to lie, I am excited that this is how this is going to go down.
Me too. I read that they want to go out with a bang, obviously, last season on E! Yeah. Obviously, they're going to be on Hulu, so we're going to see more of the Kardashians. We're not just going to see a divorce happen and then, boom, we never hear see a reality show from them again. So I think that they're going to go hard, and I think that they're going to try harder to not release as many things that usually would be released, because it will spoil the show a little bit. And I feel like they want to keep the final season hush hush. So I think more about Kim and Kanye's divorce will come out in the season later in 2021.
Yeah, I'm with you. It seems not that they didn't care, but the quote unquote storylines on Kardashians weren't as dramatic post the Khloe Tristan Jordan situation. And it did kind of feel like social media, they were posting and sharing a lot while they were filming. So a lot of stuff we knew ahead of time, and there wasn't really any secrets, it felt like. With this is smart. And it's what we said when we talked about this before with Kim and Kanye. It was like, hey, we hope that they save this for the show, and they're going to go out 20 seasons. They probably want their last season to have incredible ratings, to just absolutely crush it, so that they can say they went 20 seasons on a reality show where with millions and millions and millions of people watching. This is definitely the way to do it. This is definitely the way to do it. Keep it all hush hush in the family, all this crazy drama, who knows what's been going on, and then see it all play out for the last season. Amazing news. Bridgerton, it's official. It's renewed for a second season. We're getting a second season. So I don't think anyone's really surprised by this, because we've seen so much hype around the show and how well it's done that it makes sense that they're renewing. And also the creator said that he already has plans for like 8 seasons of this show. We know that there are 9 books, I believe, total. So a lot of material to work with. And we're going to start off with the second season. Thank God. I worry that they won't be able to start filming anytime soon, which is really unfortunate, but I hope they can figure it out.
I am pumped that they're doing season 2. I'm not surprised, because obviously it's one of the most watched shows on Netflix. So it would be doing a disservice if they didn't do a season 2. I don't know what it's going to consist of. I hope that Daphne and Simon are going to be okay. Like, you never know what they're going to throw at us, but I'm happy that we are getting a second season to see more of these actors and to see more of the show, because it was obviously fantastic.
Yeah. So the books, I believe, are organized in a way — I haven't read them yet, I'm definitely going to — I believe the books are organized in a way where each book is about a different Bridgerton sibling. So would like a second season potentially revolve around another one of the siblings, or would it be kind of shared? I think they can totally share it because it kind of felt like that's how they did the first season. Obviously, Daphne and Simon were the big story, but there were plenty of side plots and different storylines going on as well. Maybe, you know, other siblings get a little bit more of a focus, but the way people love Daphne and Simon, they're not going to be the ones falling into the background. No shot about that.
I was just going to say, there's no way. Like,
yeah, there's no way. People would revolt.
Yeah. That, like, maybe a little bit more about other siblings, but it's going to be mainly about her again.
Yeah. It'd be like, you're going to take that guy off our TV? No way. No way. People would be so pissed. So I'm sure it'll still surround their story. I believe the actress who plays Daphne did say that, I saw an interview recently, that she was a little bit worried about like when they could start filming a second season because of COVID and because there's such a big production. There are so many extras and so like for so many of those scenes, like they just require so many people that she wasn't quite sure how they would be able to make that happen. I hope they figure out some way to make it happen. Just, we need that to get back. You know, we felt that way with a lot of the Netflix shows that we got to watch. And then they were like, oh, you know, this is getting delayed. We can't do this. We can't do that. Let me tell you this. And I can't believe this is immediately where my brain went, but like, they're going to renew these shows. And yes, of course they should renew Bridgerton. Of course they should. It's an amazing show. And yes, this show doesn't break the numbers like the other Netflix shows. You're telling me they still can't find a way to do a second season of The Society?
You read my mind. It's fucking bullshit.
Like, if they're going to find a way to get back production so quickly for Bridgerton, which I would assume they would because of how popular it was, and they have such a big ensemble cast and the whole thing, and they can't fucking do The Society season two.
Sue me, but take away the second season of Bridgerton and give me second season of The Society.
Whoa! I don't agree with that, but
it's actually not even a question in my mind.
In your mind. Wow. Because
fucking Catherine Newton's character, it was terrible how it ended for her. Like
it was definitely more of a, we didn't get an ending. Bridgerton season one, like they did wrap up.
Yeah, they wrapped it up. Like I'm perfectly fine with that being the end of that. If they gave us the second season of The Society, you know what? I think I'm down with that. No, I'm kidding. But I much rather the second season of The Society because justice for Catherine Newton's character. Like I cannot believe that is how they ended that show. They gave Outer Banks a second season. Now, listen, I wouldn't say give me second season of The Society and not Outer Banks. I would 100% say Outer Banks second season over Bridgerton and The Society. We all know that.
Yeah.
But the more I hear about other shows getting picked up for second seasons, the more I get really pissed off that The Society did not get a second season.
We got hosed. We got absolutely hosed. And if, you know, the same reasons why they said they couldn't make the second season of they gave us those as the reasons why they couldn't make the second season of The Society, COVID and the actor schedule is a big ensemble cast. And then therefore they were just going to cancel the show. If they start filming Bridgerton season two, and they got the big cast and everything, they're able to safely do it. We were hosed. We were absolutely hosed. I can't believe it that they weren't able to do it then. Now, not for me, does not take away from Bridgerton season two. Absolutely loved it. Can't wait for Bridgerton season two. I'm hoping you think we'll get Outer Banks season two this summer? I think so.
I do think so.
Wow. Isn't that something to look forward to?
Yeah, it is. Put a smile on my face.
Yeah.
Put a big old smile.
It is. That really is something to look forward to.
That's all right.
Well, you know what? Exactly. That's a happy note to end on.
For sure.
All right. That wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We hope you have a fantastic weekend, a wonderful Friday, and we will talk to you all on Monday. Love you all very much. I hope you have a beautiful sleep. I hope you have a great slumber. I hope you have the best dreams of your life. And you wake up and you say, that was an awesome dream. I wish it was real life. But then you continue on with your real life and you say, life's pretty good. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you on Monday.